and then we can look at them and see where we want to incorporate them.
We can open the document and accept all the changes, which would turn everything just into black text, and then use redline to document any additions, amendments, or whatever, couldn't we?
This document exists now in the blackline.
Okay, just printed in color?
No, it's printed in two versions.
Okay.
You've got both versions.
We have another version.
So there is a version that has made all these changes.
Okay.
And so that might be the best one to send to Rob then, and then he could work with that.
But just in black text without...
That's all it is right now.
Yeah, so that then we can tell them between that version and this version.
Yep.
Yes, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
That might be easier, yeah, that's a good point.
And you want to counsel them directly on the timeline that you didn't like me to never have this to you by? Next meeting is when I was hoping to go through the CRA, so that we have appropriate time to...
Yeah.
And I thank you very much for your comments on it, sir, and for Councillor Ryland. If anybody else had any comments on it, by all means, just shoot me a message or pull me aside. I would show up next meeting with a draft that is had all of those changes instituted, so that hopefully we could do a resolution to adopt and publish.
Yeah. So maybe a couple meetings from now.
So like the first one in June, I will be showing up to introduce you to my new deputy chief, and I would very much like council to present him with his helmet, so we can do it at that on that meeting if you like, because that'll be important information that he has as well.
Excellent. So you're going to delegate the presentation to the deputy chief?
That would be me.
That sounds good.
I'll consider it though.
Councillor Hassan.
Yeah, Rob, is this a Schedule A that's attached? Is that available now to the public?
So that is available in a different form, effectively known by the public as the cheat sheet. It's on the municipal website.
Okay.
And it gives you the color coding and so forth that correspond with all of our FDR signs. And we do have four more FDR signs which are being put up throughout the township.
Yeah. And I read it, and I'm just concerned. I think in this past week I've driven by three different homes that had little campfires going between the hours of 4 and 6. And I think that's not really allowed, right?
That is, so in the outdoor fires amendment to the fire code, there is an allotment that allows, and within our own bylaw, there is an allotment that allows burning on campsites for cooking purposes, so people that are camping, between the hours of 4 and 6, and then at 6 o'clock is when they encourage everybody else to have those campfires.
Well, these weren't on campsites, they were individual.
So then technically they were in contravention of the bylaw, and they could have been reported, and I would have gone out, and again, education over enforcement is always the first choice, and I know that our bylaw officer prescribes the same methodology. Up to a point, right? So,
And I know a couple of these residents, I'm thinking, they're definitely not lawbreakers, and they would probably normally not break the law. So when you read this cheat sheet, as you would call it, it says...
So that's not the cheat sheet, sorry. The cheat sheet is a different sheet.
But it says this information about fire between 4 and 10 at a campsite or camping establishment?
Yes, so like a candlelight on the bay?
Yeah, well, I'm wondering whether they're getting a little confused, like whether they, if they have a fire pit, they think that's a camping establishment or a campsite.
There's a definition in this bylaw.
Yeah,
right.
People are not going to read any of this
that
document
was my point earlier.
When we're done. Like, right. It's almost a big waste of time.
Yeah,
but
it's not a waste of time because it is in the best interest of the public. And I firmly believe that. We are going to endeavor to create a document that is easy to understand, easy to abide by, and effective, and does not affect people's quality of life or their enjoyment of this great area that we're fortunate to be in, but does promote fire safety in a responsible way. So that's really the end goal here. Right?
Yeah, I'm just wondering because, like it does say here on here, 4 till 10 at campsites and camp establishments, do they consider their own little fireplace a campsite? I don't know.
I won't know until I show up and say, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just so you know, this isn't a campsite or camping establishment. This is a house or a cottage.
Yeah. So I was just kind of curious, why they thought it, because this is beside the road almost, like it's obvious that they think this is just fine and dandy. So I just sort of thought, and then I seen that, have they went to this and read that? So anyway,
they
something to consider.
They probably figured a campfire, recreation fire, and then never even looked at a camp.
Well, at a
campsite. At a campsite or camping establishment, they probably just said a campfire, recreational fire.
Like on my property, I have a campsite.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I know it's not registered and all that, but it's something that you would camp at.
Yeah, it'd be, you know, with the best intentions, we hope that people read this and understand it and follow it, but there are going to be a portion of the population that just, thank you very much, doesn't apply to me, right? And that's, you can't avoid that. There's, you know, so whether it was, you know, negligent or whether it was intentional, that I can't answer that because I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, if they're definitely guilty of doing something they know it, well, nail them. I don't care. I just was a little worried about somebody, honestly, out having a little campfire with their children and fire department comes rolling in and you're lawbreakers. And it's, I'm just...
haul you all the way to jail and keep you there for life, you know.
Kind of thing. And just an opinion, as far as campfire, recreational fire, I think 1 meter is plenty, and I'd like to see a larger setback than the 1.5. That's only 5 feet from somebody's property line. That's, I would do that to my neighbor if I dislike them. What I would do there. So you don't want to set up that situation.
The speed that fire moves and the way that it transfers heat, it just it's a potential issue when it's that close.
Well, I've been a victim of seeing a fire after 6 o'clock. All of a sudden, the wind just pick up, and it's out of control. I've seen it happen.
It happens fast. And when you're dealing with people who are inexperienced with the extinguishment, sometimes that extinguishment is delayed.
Right. And I guess also one thing I'd like to touch on in your comments, in the case of someone to us, number 4F, and that's an open-air fire shall not occur without appropriate extinguishing agents. And you have a long list of stuff there. Is that all required to be at the site?
I'm just looking here, sir.
Yeah.
Or
it's providing, in
the simplest of terms, I want you to have something wet, I want you to have a way to move it, and I want you to have a way to bury it. You know what I mean? So if you have a bucket of water, a shovel, and, a wheelbarrow, then we're in business, right? Like, we just need to...
If we want
a way to safely contain the fire or bring an agent or covering material such as soil or sand over to it so that you can smother it.
Okay, because, when I read it, I thought...
Fire blanket, there you go.
Okay, and I'm just thinking whether you have bobcat listed there. Well, like, is it a normal house cat? Is that adequate?
You're real quiet.
You're reading too closely.
Okay,
anything else for Rob at this point?
Yeah, so I will, I guess, for the first meeting in June, endeavor to have something in writing, probably obviously the week before. Okay. But I will provide you with like the documentation that I've used as a source in an email tomorrow, just so that you have the opportunity to see how they recommended building the bylaw, so to speak, and stuff like that. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do we want Rob to talk about 17.1 or 20.3? Which is number 17.1 is monthly fire report or fire department report, which I mean
any questions about the write-up?
And 20.3 was the other one.
We're taking things out of order. But
I agree, but just that he's here and I don't want him to have to sit around and wait. But
I think with the Magnetolon one, certainly 20.3, that's already been done, except the other way around.
This is a reinstitution of something that a letter of understanding that we instituted last year. Both the Chief Young and myself know that we have to rebuild essentially a mutual aid agreement between our two townships, because they didn't—they ceded from the agreement with the West Perry Sound Group a few years back. And so we have an understanding that in an area, although it's extremely rural and we don't really have fair any calls there, we do need a properly papered agreement. So this just buys us time until the end of the year, and it allows them the comfort of knowing that when they take their footage out of service, that we have their backs. So, Similar to last year, the inventory, exactly.
Yeah, yes. And the other quick question on all this too, I'm not sure if we've received any answers from Kojiko, the tower over there.
It's not
it, is it any use for anything? Otherwise, we're going to have to take it down and dismantle, and it's 10,000 plus.
Yeah.
So, do you really need it?
Do I really need it? No.
Okay.
I have a much taller, more effective tower on Balsam Road. I the ideal location, I would love for it to be an extra 150 feet taller, but unfortunately it's not. So I don't really see the benefit to it from a fire department perspective.
Okay.
We could keep it as a backup, but the range is extremely limited. And we are also working towards going digital, which will allow us to become a mesh system with all of our neighboring townships.
Yeah.
So it would make it redundant anyways. So.
Okay. That's good to hear. I'll make a decision for us.
Yeah.
Anything else for Rob?
No, just the fire report. If you have any questions on that, I'm here.
They're good reports.
Yep.
Yeah,
I would have to say.
I guess we'll see this call in the next report.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
I was busy at the time, but the helicopter.
Okay, that's good.
Okay,
thank you.
Great, thank
you
very much.
Thank you,
Council. I've already read the resolution to put it on the table, and one councillor, the seconder, has talked about a deferral for first and second reading, so I put it out to everybody there. All those who are voting for a deferral of first and second reading. Okay, deferred it is.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Resolution 24-268, moved by Councilor Zulak, seconded by Councilor Kekkonen. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar is hereby approved the minutes of the April 16th, 2024 regular meeting of Council and April 19th, 2024 special meeting of Council as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes?
I have a concern. This minute is not reflecting all the discussions with what happened on April 16th. So, I mean, it will be part of my kind of when I have a chance.
Yeah, when you have a chance, yeah. Because
right
now
we're definitely linked to minutes, so they were not reflective of what was discussed. Along with the side that my agenda items were not added to that meeting. So again, it's a discussion which we will have or not. We'll see how it goes.
We can later. There is procedure that we follow. Okay, as soon as you step in here, there's procedure. We're in a sense created by the province. And they have legislation that we follow. And I think it's already been explained to you, the minutes are actually without comment. The minutes are the actual resolution for the carry. So that's the reason why we're just accepting the minutes the way they were done, the way they were written. If you have concerns about them later, when you talk about your situation, then that's fine.
So, but the decision was not proposed. Anyway, so we'll discuss it later. But essentially, you minuted what you decided. So it's assuming that you actually decided what you were presented with. So that's a base for your decision. You have to be presented with agenda item to decide, and obviously minutes later on. That's why I have a concern with minutes which does not include agenda items, but we can discuss it separately, either as a quick discussion or as a much longer discussion. Yeah. But it's definitely linked to the approval of minutes and the issue we will discuss.
Okay, right now this is to council. All those in favor of approving the minutes? None opposed, carried. And resolution 24-269, moved by Councillor Haskam, seconded by Councillor Ryland. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the draft conditions met letter for consent application number B05/2023 CETO. And further approve the signing and forwarding of the letter to the Parry Sound Area Planning Board and applicant. Discussion? Councillor Kekkonen?
In the version that I have, I think there's one correction in point two, confirmation from the acting director of operation that existing driveways of the retainage severed lots are suitable and severed lot can accommodate additional entrance onto Burnett's Road.
Okay, yep.
I'm thinking it should be heard, though. Because it's on Burnett's already, and there was always that question of whether they wanted to put one out to Center Road. That was always an option. So I'm thinking it should say Hurdville. Burnett's is a given.
I don't
just
think
to get your memory on that.
I think that that's another consent application. CETO is further down on Burnett's Road and wouldn't be able to access Hurdville Road.
I know what you're saying. I just don't remember anything with CETO coming on to Burnett's Road. It is obviously on Burnett's Road.
Isn't it very close to the mailboxes, though, too, that are at the corner there?
No, that's a different consent. That's
okay.
Diamond.
I'm confused. Okay, I apologize.
Yeah, what we'd have to do is get the actual conditions that were imposed and see. Because Center Road doesn't make any sense, no.
That'd be Burnett's or Hurdville, one or the other.
I thought it was Hurdville.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's so obvious, yeah.
But what Councillor Kekkonen is saying, right, he is further away from Hurdville. So
maybe that second portion of that sentence doesn't need to be there.
Yeah.
Confirmation from the Acting Director of Operations that the existing driveways of the retained severed lots are suitable, period.
Yeah, I think the reference to the other entrance was Diamond, possibly coming out onto Hurdville.
So it is to be Burnett's Road. I just have the resolution pulled up right now. So it's confirmation from the Director of Operations that each new lot can accommodate an entrance onto Burnett's Road.
An additional entrance, it says.
Accommodate an entrance. No additional in there.
So the resolution makes it different than the letter.
So I will have that changed. I'll forward to council before to the planning board.
No, I think that's figured it out.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll call a question then. All in favor? Not opposed. Carried. Resolution 24-270, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the draft conditions met letter from consent application B26/2023, Megley Abaka, and further approve the signing and forwarding of the letter to the Parry Sound Area Planning Board and applicant. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed. Carried. Resolution 24-271, moved by Councillor Ryden, second by Councillor Haskam. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the draft conditions met letter for consent application number B02/2022, and parentheses, that's 27992311 Ontario Limited, and further approve the signing and forwarding of the letter to the Parry Sound Area Planning Board and applicant. Discussion? Number four, I'm interested in because of the date.
So the condition had that role in the resolution,
okay.
Yet it was signed by a delegate, a designate.
Right. So you can't put.
I can amend it. I can amend it for sure.
I'm just wondering.
Yep. Or I can put in the note, a letter dated May 1st by, and then who signed it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that would work.
Okay.
Get the actual name, signature, and the 5126. That's all.
It is registered on title.
Registered on title.
For part three.
Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed. Carried. Moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Zulak, whereas bylaw 2004-17, section 4.03, subsection A, 4, states that the maximum size for ground signs or non-accessory signs shall be 4 square meters. That's 43.05 square feet. And now, therefore, be resolved that Council of Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the application for a variance to bylaw 2004-17, being a bylaw to prohibit to regulate signs in the Township of McKellar. Further, that a variance to bylaw 2004-17 be granted to Chuck Murney to permit a commercial real estate advertisement sign being 8 feet tall by 12 feet wide, located on the southeast side of Highway 124 west of Stony Road, formerly Fire Route 152. And further, that all other sections of the bylaw to be complied with, and that this variance only apply to this specific sign as applied for any signage must be granted a variance if it does not comply with bylaw 2004-17. Discussion. Councilor Keck.
I'm just wondering actually if this this motion is actually necessary, because the MTO corridor management permit is within 400 meters of the highway, and these permits are required on private property. Billboard signs are $770 and good for 5 years. And in our own bylaw, the Township of McKellar bylaw number 2004-17, and this is 3.01C, nothing in this bylaw should be applicable to any sign erected under the authority of a permit issued by the Ministry of Transportation of Ontario. So I believe that this is ultra vire for us to be controlling something that is under the issued by the MTO as a MTO corridor management permit.
Yeah, go ahead, Councillor.
But isn't it on the township property, correct?
But that's, even if it's on township property, private property, do they have an MTO corridor management permit?
They do. So Chuck actually approached our CBO in regards to the variance, and the CBO determined that he would also require a variance of the bylaw. I did ask Chuck to provide me with the MTO permit just so I know that he has it, and he does have it for that specific sign. So there may be a question as to how far off the road the sign is, because it is a far ways up the hill. So I don't know if that's within the four. Did you say 400 meters?
400 meters. So that's,
so that might need to be determined.
That's quite a distance.
That's quite
kilometers,
a distance. Yeah.
Yeah. So
feet or more.
It's half a kilometer almost away that the MTO has jurisdiction to issue these corridor management permits.
Yeah, and most of the signs that he referenced are, I understand, they're on highway property. As you drive up and down the road, he actually outlined which ones they were. I don't think too many of them are on private property because of the area that they control. Mm-hmm. But once we looked at that too, and you're looking at Minerva Park, most of it's under MTO control. So this is where we had the discussion about the sign that's there. Where the gardens are, with the sign, the color, who actually controls that. So
I'm just wondering then, in our bylaw 3.01, where it says, and this is section E, nothing in this bylaw shall be applicable to any sign erected under the authority of a permit issued by the Ministry of Transportation of Ontario. I think that's pretty encompassing.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's probably beyond our jurisdiction, but it's not a pleasant feeling that it's on township property as such, and we have no control over it. And certainly his comment that I'm already 8x8, I'm not following the bylaw, nobody's following me, that's a little disconcerting, but maybe we didn't, the council of the day never stopped you because it didn't have the authority to do so. So I don't know whether you want to touch it or not, because MTO has the ultimate say in this one, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, so he made that agreement to have that sign. I think this is, you know, answers our question, but, you know, once again, I think whatever agreement he had with the previous owner of the property to have that sign there has to maybe be looked at. You know, what's the terms and conditions now that that's not the owner of that property.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that our bylaw covers, it's pretty, you know, covers, it's pretty specific what it says there, so.
So one of the options is to, again, to defer and send back and get more information from him about the MTO approval that he has or doesn't have, or? It's up to you, or just defeat it, or approve it. So.
I can confirm he does have MTO approval for that specific sign.
For what size? Because he's asking for an 8x12. Did they not approve an 8x12 for him?
Right, good question.
Well, they...
There are three signs listed on his on the back of that page that are that size or greater.
Right.
So
I'm saying it.
And again, maybe they do or maybe they don't have MTO approval, but I mean, he certainly wouldn't be the only one, right?
No, but that doesn't make it right.
I'm not saying that, but I mean, it just seems to be odd.
Yeah, and the thing with the MTO approval, my understanding too, that there's some regulation out there, they have to change every so many years. You can only have it for a certain period of time, especially out in the major highways.
Yeah, it's only for 5 years.
Five years.
They accept, well, from what I understand, accept new applications.
Right.
And then if he is changing the size of the sign, I'm thinking that the MTO covers that as well, that he would be paying $23 per square meter of the sign.
For being, and it's on our property.
Yeah, it wasn't our property at the time, that's the thing.
So
it was another private owner.
Yeah. His total permitted area of sign is 11.89 meters squared. It doesn't have height and length. It just has a total area, 11.89 meters squared.
Who can calculate here? Well, it's 8 by 12 in square meters. Nobody's calculating.
I can find out.
It's only 96 square feet. Over 2 square meters.
Regardless of size.
It's 8.919 square meters.
You said he was allowed?
11.89.
Yeah. So we'd be within.
Yeah, quite easily.
It's just a question. Can we approve anything? What's our resolution?
Well, I guess this is basically saying that all other parts of our bylaw are to be complied with. Is there anything else in there that we would make he has to comply with?
But what I don't get is, if MTO approves him putting the sign there, shouldn't MTO be coming to the landowner to see?
You would think so, and the it's like anything else, I guess, with easements and that, with Hydro and Bell, and they do come, but they just basically say, well, we'll work with you, but this is where we're putting it. So
yeah, but like, I'm just, okay, so the art gallery there, if somebody decided to put a realtor sign there, they could. It's private property.
The person would probably have an agreement with that private property owner. That's why we have to look at what the terms and conditions are of the agreement that previously was in place, and consider what the agreement is currently with the current landowner. I think that's the question that comes up here is, what's the terms and conditions now with the new landowner? Because he would have to have an agreement with the private landowner and be paying the MTO fee on top of that.
What do you want to do with the resolution?
Defer.
Councilor
Kekkonen's.
You can defer it and get some more clarification, and then we can get some information on the current terms and conditions of the agreement that he currently has and review it, that there's new landowners, so.
Yeah, and the question is, what if the new landowners don't want a big sign in front of there?
Right.
That's the first thing that came to my mind. What if something else happened there in the future and you've got this sign blocking off? Whether it be a home or a business or whatever.
Good point. So, call the question, all those for deferral. Okay. And none opposed to deferrals. 24-273, moved by Councillor Haskin, seconded by Councillor Ryland. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the minutes of the March 27th, 2024 meeting of the District of Derry Sound West, Belvedere Heights, Board of Management. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-274, moved by Councillor Ketchum, seconded by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation Township of McKellar does hereby receive the minutes of the March 6, 2024, March the 11th, 2024, and April 17th, 2024 Board of Health meeting, and the March 6, 2024 Finance and Property Committee meeting, and the August 16, 2023 Personnel Policy Labor / Employee Relations Committee meeting. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-275, moved by Councillor Ryland, seconded by Councillor Haskin. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar does hereby receive the minutes of the March 25th, 2024 and April 8th, 2024 meetings of the Township of McKellar Public Library Board. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-276, moved by Councillor Ketchum, seconded by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar does hereby receive report FD-2024-08, month-end status update for April 2024 from Fire Chief Robert Morrison for information purposes. He's gone now, but any discussion on the report? Follow the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-277, moved by Councillor Haskin, seconded by Councillor Ryland. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the quotations received for the April 19th, 2024 request for quotation advertisement for culverts and couplers, and further accepts the quotation from Deveron Sales Limited in the amount of $7,696, excluding applicable taxes. Discussion? I think Councillor Zulak, you had a question on this.
Oh, I just wondered who does out the tenders, but this is a quick request for quotation. So who did this out again?
I put it together, and Ward Stoneman provided me with the figures.
And how many he needed and everything.
Yeah, and the diameter length.
Mm-hmm.
So it's request for quotation, but also accepting the quote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we know when they'll be coming? I guess not, eh?
No, hopefully as soon as possible.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-278, moved by Councillor Ketchum, seconded by Councillor Zulak. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar hereby received a request for proposal opening results for 2024-09, the Asset Management Plan Phase 3, and further award the RFP to Infrastructure Solutions, Inc. in the amount of $10,000 plus HST of $1,300 for a total amount of $11,300. Discussion? Councillor Peckman?
There was something in there about the software.
Correct. So that was an added service option that they had bid on. So our treasurer had confirmed with Infrastructure Solutions, Inc. that the proposal cost without the software would be $10,000 plus HST.
So the software, don't we need that in order to update the, because that would probably include that spreadsheet that has the amounts and the infrastructure assets, and so does that prevent us from being able to update those assets that we need to on a regular basis?
No, I don't believe so.
So what's the software for then?
I'd have to ask.
But you ran it by Rorschach, right?
Yes, and his email's provided in the agenda package where he asks Infrastructure Solutions, Inc. That he only requires the AMP report without the software installation. So he just wanted to confirm what the price was without it.
So, yes, we would get the reports, but we couldn't update the asset management plan as we needed to. This,
if it comes in Excel document, then we can update it.
But we're not getting the software. All we're getting is the hard.
You don't need
the report.
Okay, but if it's an Excel document, you don't need the hard. You don't need the software. You've already got it on your equipment.
Well, we're getting a PDF file of this report, right? I'm just concerned that if we don't have the ability to update the asset management report, which is a fluid document, that, you know, as time goes by, we want to update. So it's a 10-year asset management plan?
Yeah, all I know from Roshan is that when we had the needs study, that was done in Excel, and he was able to go through that too and put it into a Word document, change it around so that we could come up with something that's readable. And so I'm thinking here, if he says that he can manipulate the data, but he doesn't need the software, then I'm not one to question him. He's the one who's going to have to work with it. It's adding another, what, 15, 20,000 onto the quote if you take the software. And if he says he can work without it,
I liked the previous product that Infrastructures, Municipal Infrastructures Inc. produced previously. They did our 2015 for the municipality, so I like their product. I just want to ensure that we get the best use out of it as possible.
I don't know whether there'd be a problem necessarily if Roshan feels that he needs more. They were the lowest quote to begin with, so there could be negotiations, I suppose.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, that's good.
Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-279, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Haskin. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar does hereby receive the quotations from Jantz Interiors, dated April the 18th, 2024, to number one, replace two windows in the community center kitchen and one in the hall, and two, install a new 48-inch vanity and toilet in the kitchen area, where these items were not a part of the request for proposal 2024-02 to renovate the community center kitchen. And further accept the quotation in the amount of $10,500 plus HST of $1,365 for a total amount of $11,865 for three new windows, labor, and installation. And further accept the quotation in the amount of $2,550 plus HST of $331.50 for a total amount of $2,881.50 for material, labor, and installation of a new washroom, vanity, and toilet. Discussion? Got all the questions? All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And resolution 24-280, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be resolved that the Corporation, Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar has hereby received a letter from the Ministry of Long-Term Care addressed to Pam Wing, Board Chair of the Belvedere Heights Board of Management, dated April the 5th, 2024, for information. Discussion? You want to speak to that now as opposed to the committee later?
Okay.
No, it's up to you.
No, I'll wait.
No.
Well, I just wanted to say that the Campus of Care, that was, they were trying to get the Campus of Care, that's being turned down. So everyone was quite happy that they're going to go ahead with these extra beds, but the condition was that it had to be on the Belvedere site. And so right now they're working on, and there's real timelines, because the initial date was April the 30th, and so they had to get a lot of stuff together to get that in, and they got it in, and so we just have to wait and see what's going to come of it. But there's a lot of work that has to be done in a short amount of time. But everybody is quite excited that we will be getting the bids, and that's, they want to, I had suggested that we have a meeting, either a Zoom meeting or an in-person meeting, but now they're trying to get all of the municipalities together and have one meeting, and I had said that, you know, McKellar would be more than willing to hold that here. I hope that's okay.
Now, this meeting that's talking about is open to the public as well,
yeah,
or just council and...
Well, I'm not sure. It's just in the first stages rather than because of the timelines and trying to get all of the townships, you know, let them know what the financial impacts are and all the different stuff. That try to get everybody together and have one meeting, and everybody would hear what's going on and what's going to go down and what's being proposed. Right now, there was a lot of discussion in close as to how to accommodate the bids and the parking and different things like that. So hopefully it will all go through, and I won't know any more next meeting. But I did say that, you know, if they are looking for a place to have it, McKellar would be more than willing to hold their meeting here, and I hope that's okay with everybody.
I don't know. I have to think.
We'll have it in the kitchen.
Sounds like good news. We'll welcome it.
Yeah.
Well, good news, except it does talk about complete cost analysis, because it's not coming free to the townships.
Well, they're saying they're saying there will be no cost, but as you know, there's always other extras, so we'll have to wait and see. But is there not, Carly, would you know, in the reserves for Health Center, Belvedere, is there not like $80,000 from money that they got, the township got back before?
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. If, you know,
there's some reserve there,
yeah,
but I don't know how much it is.
I think it was.
And they need the resolutions by the end of June. So have this meeting first.
Yes, yeah, they're trying. I see, I'm not sure if I got the right one, but I have Belvedere Reserve for $88,967. Would that be right?
She'll check.
Yeah, I'll leave that with you.
Thank you.
How much, Debbie? How much was the reserve?
$88,000. If I got the right draft, 2024.
For healthcare, I thought maybe, but then I think it was for Belvedere, or not.
Have to investigate.
Could it be in reserves?
Is it say there? I thought it said on there. But there might be something else somewhere else. I was just trying to see. Because I was told that when the townships got their money back, that money that they were overcharged, and then they got money back in 2022.
Right, yes.
That money went into a reserve for Belvedere. And also they said, like, Whitestone drew money out for the nursing station.
Hmm.
But I don't know. So maybe if you can
check. I'll look into it for
Sean. So, yeah, that's good news if it all works out. Because we definitely do need the beds, and we have a lot of people that are employed there. So that would be a good thing.
Yeah, this room will fill up almost a third of these rooms right off the get-go.
You're throwing Carly under the bus on that one?
Very soon for some.
Yeah, it'd just be interesting to see the actual design, because 22 of them are private rooms, and two doubles, I just don't know where they're putting them, because the space is pretty well utilized now. But you've got a plan, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually, yeah, they were meeting on Monday.
Maybe that won't even be a street up there anymore. It might just be all parking.
Yeah.
Not even one way anymore.
Right.
I don't know. So I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, there you go. Come in from each direction and just shut the whole thing down.
Might do that. Okay, if you recall the resolution, all those in favor? Opposed? Carried?
It's your fault, David.
Resolution 24-281, moved by Councillor Haskin, seconded by Councillor Ryan. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar has hereby received the Medical Officer of Health report to the Board of Health dated April 24, 2024. Any discussion of that small report? Not so small. Call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-282, moved by Councillor Zulak, seconded by Councillor Keffin. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received a draft letter to resigning Township Committee and Board members, and further direct staff to use the letter as a template to forward to committee members who resign from Township Boards and Committees. Discussion? Well put together.
Yes, I think it's a very good letter. And then I'm just wondering, we just got to make sure that when somebody does resign from the from a committee, it is documented in the minutes, I guess, and the name can be given to the office and then mailed to them. I don't know how we.
Yeah, we can do it by mail. That'll probably be easiest, unless we can figure out pick up. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the committee would know how many more people they can pick on, what they need for a quorum, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's, I think I suggested before that maybe at the start of every year we appoint.
Yeah.
Everybody to a committee, and just to, so we do know who is on and who has left. And I think I think with our rec committee, I believe one individual who looks after one certain project, that's all he does with the committee. So I'm thinking that maybe not appoint him to the committee, appoint him as an individual looking after a certain recreation program may be an avenue to look at whether that might be a better way to do it. And
that's.
Yeah, except for insurance. You want to make sure that if they're involved in any way, that they
are. Yeah, there should still be a resolution of pointing them to something to look into in your spare time.
Throwing her under the bus again. Oh, can she do this from Belvedere?
Further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-283, moved by Councillor Robin, seconded by Councillor Haskin. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar has hereby received the correspondence from the Township of McKellar Recreation Committee requesting that the Township purchase bird netting for the outdoor arena located at 701 Highway 124 and further direct staff to consult the neighboring municipalities, Parry Sound and Carling, who have installed bird netting on their arena facility, and further advertise a request for proposal or quotation as per the requirements of the Township's procurement bylaw. Determine the cost to include in a report to council. Discussion? They've started now, have they?
What's that? Pickleball?
Pickleball?
Yeah, I think it starts today,
Okay.
I believe. And it's just not for pickleball. Obviously, we use the facilities for a lot of items, including the fair. So I think it needs to be done. It's so bad. And it would then our roads crew guys don't have to go over there and power wash it all out and kind of thing, so it's creates quite a mess. So, yeah, I'd like to see prices on it, and maybe we can make a decision. I believe there is a certain amount of recreation reserve. I believe
it's
around
under the health center reserve. I think.
This one's for real.
Oh, okay.
I did hear from folks playing pickleball this morning that apparently Barry uses screening rather than nets. I mean, the nets that I see over there right now have a hole that's, I would guess, about 3 inches square.
That's to keep pucks from flying, that's all. That's not birds.
Is it? Well, I'm not sure it would even work for that, but anyhow. But if screening would prevent, even small birds getting in, it would seem to me that would be an option. I did spend some time Googling to see if I could find anything on the internet about what Barry's doing, and apparently they have some outdoor rinks. Apparently they have something like 9 outdoor rinks, but many of them are uncovered. I spent a bunch of time and really got nowhere. I mean, it would be useful if we could talk to, somebody there in administration to ask them if that's true, because it seems to be a more viable option than netting that otherwise might let small birds in, because
mm-hmm.
The whole point is just, yeah, it makes a heck of a mess, and there's people that were voicing health concerns about, the bird poo on the ground and things, but anyway.
Sounds like a road trip somebody wants.
Yeah. I go to Barry regularly anyway. I got some that lives there, but I mean, I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying, if they do, and it seems to be another option, it might be more expensive or it might be cheaper. I don't know, but it's very difficult. When I walked over there before coming in here, just to look at it and thinking, it would be one heck of a job to put it up so that they can't get up anywhere into the rafters or
that's
whatever.
Right. It would be.
So
yeah, that's where a mesh might be better. You could form it, you know, possibly up where it hits the ceiling better. So yeah, definitely worth looking into.
Yeah.
Do we have owls up there?
It's still sitting there. The pigeons are sitting on
the
head.
I was at a place yesterday,
yeah,
and they had thousands of pigeons, and they were all sitting around the owl.
Yeah, well, let's face it. Yeah. But and all I'm suggesting is just that it wouldn't hurt to look or to figure it out. I mean, I'll spend more time Googling it if I had more time and see if I can find things. But and somewhere along the way, I have a connection to a person that's connected to the mayor in Barrie. I could ask him too. So,
okay, sounds good. Keep on it. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-284, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen, whereas Mignetawan did not renew the mutual and automatic aid plan and program with the Southwest Prairie Sound District in April 2020, and whereas McKellar and Mignetawan share a substantial municipal border and have no current agreement for mutual aid, and whereas Mignetawan is replacing the Orange Valley Bridge in 2024, requiring a full road closure of arterial roads that would dramatically impact emergency response vehicle times, and whereas a similar LOU was signed in May of 2023 when McKellar replaced the In-Homes Bridge, and whereas both municipalities are entering into this LOU to ensure standard response times are within the allowable limits, in addition to outlining the details of the responsibility and liability of the municipalities, now therefore be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby authorize the Mayor and Clerk Administrator or Designate to sign the Letter of Understanding dated for May 2024 with an expiry date of December 31st, 2024. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed? Carry on.
Not sure which bridge that is, but I took note that they called it the Manitowabing River way up there. Something I see.
That far?
But it is actually the Manitowabing River above the falls. I seen your note about that, and yeah, even on our zoning bylaw, it's the Manitowabing River way on up.
Uh-huh. Even past Fords?
So I think, I don't know if I've seen one above Fords, but
that's
between the falls and Fords.
That's the concrete bridge that's way out there? Is that the one
so.
That's what I was thinking of.
That's what I was thinking, maybe at Fletcher's. So it's quite a ways up.
Mm. Resolution 24-285, moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Haskin, be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2024-35, being a bylaw to appoint an acting clerk, the first and second reading, further read a third time and passed the open council the 7th day of May 2024. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-286, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen, be a result of Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar, does hereby give bylaw number 2024-36, being a bylaw to authorize the Mayor and the Acting Clerk Administrator to enter into an agreement with John Jackson Planner, Inc., for planning consulting services with respect to the zoning bylaw and official plan documents, first and second reading, further read a third time and passed at open council the 7th day of May 2024. Discussion? Question, all those in favor? Not opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-287, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation of Town of McKellar is hereby given bylaw number 2024-37, being a bylaw to authorize the Mayor and Acting Clerk Administrator to enter into an agreement with RHH Engineering to conduct road studies within the township and to be project manager for 2024 public works capital projects. First and second reading, further read a third time and passed at open council the 7th day of May 2024. Discussion?
to defer it.
Okay, for further information. Okay. Any other comments? Councilor Haskin, what's your resolution? Is that deferral sound all right?
Yeah, this is the one on Tate's Island, the 195.
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
This is
hiring
RHH engineering.
This was here.
Oh, right. Defer. We are.
Okay, call the question. All those for defer. Okay, for not opposed. To new business. I have resolution 24-288, moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Haslam. Whereas in a recorded vote at a regular council meeting held on November the 7th, 2023, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar passed resolution number 23-683, wherein it deemed the original road allowance between lot 26, concession 9, and lots 24 and 25, concession 9, surplus, and further instructed staff to proceed with a bylaw to stop up, close, and sell the property in accordance with bylaw 2011-24 as amended. And whereas council received an email on May the 3rd, 2024 from the applicant who had precipitated said resolution, wherein one option offered to council was to pause or cancel his application and to refund his deposit. Now therefore be it resolved that council of the corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby rescind resolution 23-683 in its entirety and instruct staff to return the applicant's deposit in full without interest. Discussion? Wish public comments? It's up to you. We have a space later for that, but you can do it now since it's on the table.
No, I would say.
Okay.
Sure.
So, I mean, I thank you very much for bringing it up. So, I don't want to rock the ship because you guys. Over the last 6 months, I really admire what you're doing. So again, it's a balance between what you guys have to decision, what you have to make, and admin stuff also knowledgeable, and the fact that it's not moving as well means it's something is, anyway, bottom line is it's not. This probably would be the best way to make sure, anyway, so bottom line is, I'm not opposed to that. Yeah, I'm open to proceeding, but definitely, if there is a roadblock which we all cannot overcome, let's mediate it. Pausing probably would be a good option because, again, it's still a substantial amount of efforts was actually invested by the council and everybody involved. Plus, it has some financial benefits, potential at this stage, to the township because, again, it's a sale of land which you're not going to use. So maybe you can consider pausing it until time when township is actually able to formulate what surveyor wanted. But again, it's totally up to you. All options are just trying to make sure it's efficient from the effort and the effort is not lost. But if it's not procedurally possible or you decide to actually close the whole thing because you don't want to proceed with that, that's totally fine. As well as if...
I think concern was, that, again, the impasse we seem to have reached about the description with the surveyor. And I think to cut costs and to take care of it this way, I think it's probably best at this time, as you were saying. And then we'll...
May I ask, challenge is the description or... Anyway, you know what, at this stage, it's...
Yeah, well, what we do, certainly as council, we have the decision-making authority, as you said.
Yep.
We rely on our experts as well. We don't come to the table with the knowledge that they have. They're experienced in different fields, so this is where we get our information and decisions are made based on that professional information that's provided to us. So that's why we come up with our decisions. We base it on professional information that we receive. Otherwise, we're leaving ourselves open. We're not professionals in certain fields. So.
Right, and again, that's my point. Pausing until township is able to formulate the goal of this exercise as we discussed. But I mean, if it's not the way you would like to proceed, then yeah, obviously pausing or canceling would be a better option as long as there's no cost to me because I mean, I'm willing to continue, but based on your stuff.
Yeah, the way it reads.
You made a decision based for their...
Right. And the way it reads is that that resolution where it was approved to do it is rescinded, so there is no resolution now, so it is canceled.
Oh, okay.
So that's the understanding of that.
Okay, so if you decide to go that route, that's fine. So again, it's your decision. So it's
okay. I appreciate you sitting through all of our meeting, but we have a lot of things on the agenda, so.
No, I mean, I really, as I mentioned, I actually admire what you're doing, again, and I definitely know that admin staff is very capable and knowledgeable. There's no doubt in my head. And the fact that this application was taken very interesting route, it shows me that it's not a lack of knowledge or anything else, it's just better to close it because it's not going to move the way we intended it to.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. Well, thanks for coming out.
Thank you very much. So, I guess you're going to vote. And just to clarify, application is closed. The cold case is closed, deposit refunded, and back to square one, right?
Yeah.
Back to
that's our understanding of it.
That's where we were in August.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. And again, I will sit until you vote, and
okay.
I will leave after that.
Fair enough, yeah.
Thank you.
So is this another deferral, or is this, I'll call those always in favor? Yeah. None opposed. Carried.
Thank you. Thank you for the long pleasure. Outcome is different, but the pleasure is definitely was mine. Thank you very much again.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Public notices, announcements, inquiries, reports by council members. Any committees? Go ahead, Council Bazula.
I gave
one. And you mentioned the Campus of Care is off the table now.
Yes.
And they've actually said that they don't want 101 beds, that it's back to the municipalities now, so that's why Belvedere is staying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only way. That's the only way is it is if it's done on the Belvedere site.
Okay.
So it cannot go over to Lakeland or anything. It has to be done on the Belvedere site.
Okay.
And I do have one more thing.
And you mentioned the life lease people were...
The life lease people?
Upset, was it?
No, they weren't. No, they weren't upset. They were ecstatic that, you know, that was going to happen. And, they had a meeting, you know, just an updated meeting to see if all of their needs and things are being met. And then they had said about the Campus of Care had been, you know, denied, and to let them know first so they don't hear it from somewhere else. And they're going to have that publicly put out for people to hear that Jim Hanna is taking care of that stuff. So it will be out to other people. And they met with the family residences in Belvedere to tell them what was happening, and they were all quite happy about it.
And there's no intention at all of using any life place buildings for these extra 24 beds?
No.
Okay. I think that's an important consideration.
No. Okay. But I do have one more thing about the municipal meeting.
Oh, okay.
So I imagine everybody got this mess. Did you send this out to council, Carly, about the...
Just the executive.
Just the executive. There's going to be a roundtable discussion, you know, with Graydon Smith and...
Minister Kingasarma.
Yeah, we'll be there. And so if anybody has any, you know, things that they want to bring forward, now would be the time we could submit them, and even if we have to have motions made to be presented at the meeting, we could do that. And there was a thing that you had sent, Nick, about infrastructure in rural communities. That would be a good thing to have put forward.
That was a frightening report.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it was just pertinent to our
earlier
discussions, right? So,
you know,
yeah,
earlier.
I mean, we're certainly not the only ones feeling that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So I thought that was good to bring up. Because
so
we are being neglected.
Is she open to discussions about the pool, or that's out of... She's the contact for this.
Yeah.
I guess that won't be on the agenda.
But if you can think of anything else, you know, forward that to Carly. Because so we could have, you know, a really good meeting.
Sure.
So
did I copy you on that before?
May
7th?
Yes,
yeah.
I'll look at it.
I couldn't remember if I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in Perry.
At the Emsdale Community Center on the 17th.
So set your GPS to Emsdale.
It's the a brand new community center, so if you Google Earth it, it's going to look like a vacant lot. So it's 25
okay.
Joseph Street.
That's good to know.
Yeah. It is there.
That's all for me. Well, the library, but you've seen the minutes on the library. The library stuff is moving along really good. And the one thing is that they're going back to the daytime meetings.
Oh, they're going back.
Yeah, going back. They
okay.
tried the night meetings, and everybody but me hates it. So, and the only reason they went to the night meetings was to try and recruit more people, but no one.
This is proof.
Yeah, no one is interested. So that's it.
Okay. Councillor Hassan, you want to report to the planning board? Do you remember what happened there? I think all that happened
okay.
was fast.
Yeah, it went smoothly, I think. Even though McKellar was on the agenda, we had some couple of real nice ones that just went through no problem.
Yeah.
That thing, and so that went good. Rec committee dealt with a couple items tonight. Everything's going good. Have T-ball sign up this Thursday, which I said I'd be at from 5 to 7, but we may have a meeting, eh?
No, I don't think so. But
we can. I can
okay.
probably get somebody else to cover
yeah.
for me if that happens. So T-ball's going to be... Sign up is going to happen. Had a lady come forward, but maybe doing some outdoor yoga through the summer. We're going to have a kids' game lunch and ball games out at the Broadbent Ball Diamond. Planning that for maybe in June. Then
that's good. Use that.
Yeah. Hopefully we get good weather. Have the kids fish Derby down at Minerva Park again, and maybe a canoe and kayak trip down there. Pickleball now is 3 days a week out at the arena. So yeah, see lots going on.
Oh, the swim. We got a swim instructor?
Yes.
I know it's out of the township's advertising. So.
Yes, thankfully Carly took care of a lot of that a couple of months ago, and pretty much everything's being is pretty much arranged.
Good.
Which we're really fortunate to get a swim instructor, I think. But from what I hear, so.
Now, again, would they be using the youth room as part of it? I'm just wondering here about the, now that arm wrestling's down there too, and part of the historical society, is there room for them to go in there?
Hopefully. We'll have to plan on it. Hopefully the historical will not fill up with anything. Arm wrestling, we'll have to let them know that, but I think they just have a small table. They
right.
just
and arm wrestling's in the evening,
yeah.
swimming's during the day, so there won't be a conflict there.
Yeah, yeah, so it should be fine. And swimming lesson, I think, is going to be 4 days a week.
Correct.
Yeah.
When does it start, morning?
Well, it'll be the first week of the summer. Time. I don't know the exact
yeah,
date.
Probably at school someday.
Yes,
yeah,
the first session
out.
Will start July 8th.
Yep, so it'll be three sessions in a row then, and then another three in August.
Sounds good. Any
yeah.
other committee reports?
We have the Lake Stewardship and Environmental Committee meeting this Thursday. We've struggled in the last couple months to get quorum for those meetings, which is a real problem, but hopeful that we will have it for this one. I'm going to be here for that meeting. Jennifer has frequently asked if we would, so if people wanted to attend, they could. In truth, other than one occasion, nobody else other than committee members have actually been here in the meeting room. But anyway, that's what you want, so you can come and do it. Tony Best will be here too. He's been away on vacation for a couple months now, and he's going to be back, so that's good news. And Jennifer has a very packed schedule, much like tonight's meeting was anyhow, so a lot of things to discuss and agree. So.
Okay, I have resolution 24-289, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second Councillor Zulak. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the consent agenda for correspondence. Anything you want to pull from that list? Councillor Zulak?
25.
Okay. Speak to it?
Yeah, that's basically what I was talking about, you know, I was wondering if we could support this motion, and if we could do something like this for our municipal meeting. You think that would be okay for us?
Yeah, I can add it.
Okay, the question is, do we need to support it right tonight, or do you want it for the next meeting? Is that soon enough?
Yeah.
Okay, save
yeah.
writing.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Sounds good. Report.
Yeah, we could basically
yeah.
copy this, right? And I can't imagine any municipality that wouldn't agree with us. Right? Well, we say we got too much money, we don't need anymore. Yeah. So
at one time, they, for a few years, I believe, they offered one third in the infrastructure program. You know what? We don't even if they can't afford that much, at least maybe 20-20, and we'll put in six, you know, something. But
sure.
You just can't just cut us off like that. Like it's showing. Like, come on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because was that the resolution that said that they had increased their taxes by some retarded amount? Yeah.
Call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Any questions from the public, either in person or on Zoom link? Items on the agenda. Hearing none, have resolution 24-290, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Ryland, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McClellan is hereby given bylaw number 2024-39, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council, the first and second reading. Further read a third time and passed an open council the 7th day of May 2024. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 24-291, moved by Councilor Keckin and second by Councilor Zulak, to resolve the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McClellan adjourn this meeting at
8:54
p.m. To meet again on May 21st, 2024, at the call of the mayor. Call the question. All those in favor? Carried. Meeting is now adjourned.
Is it even possible to